This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. During these winter months, it's very important to keep an eye out for hypothermia in your pets. Your pet can develop hypothermia if they get really cold and can't warm up. If it's not treated quickly, it can cause their body to shut down. Signs include shivering. This is an early sign of hypothermia, but be aware that your pet will stop shivering if their body temperature drops very low. Paleness. You can lift their lips to see the color of their gums. Low energy and seeming very sleepy. Bad coordination, which includes stumbling or bumping into things. And a coma, where they fall asleep and you can't wake them up. If you suspect that your pet has hypothermia, call your vet straight away and follow their advice. Get your pet out of the cold, but remember that warming them up too quickly can be a shock for their body, so take them somewhere sheltered and warm, but not very hot. If your pet is wet, dry them gently with a towel, and slowly warm them up. You can do this by placing thick blankets underneath them and over them. However, be careful not to overdo it and make your pet too warm, as this can also be dangerous for them. Be sure to take your pet to the vet. It's important for your pet to be properly checked over, even if you think they're okay. Remember, it's up to you to keep your pets safe during these winter months. When in doubt, always talk to your vet. Saturday, December 20th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday, December 21st from 1 to 8 p.m. It's Restore U's 6th Annual Toy Drive. This will be taking place at the Abe Building, which is the building next to Ford Bank in Park Falls. And they're looking for clean, working toys with all parts included, some clothing and boots, snow cloths, and household items. You can drop the items off at Restore U, just leave them inside the front door, or you can arrange a pickup. If you have any questions, you can call Michelle at 715-661-2187. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, December 20th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, December 21st from 1 to 8 p.m. over at the Abe Building next to Ford Bank here in Park Falls. Another candidate is joining the race for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
Former Family Court Commissioner Ginger Murray is joining the race for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Murray grew up across Wisconsin, but says her family always came back to the North Woods. She attended school in Wabino and took part in the statewide mock trial program, where Oneida County Judge Robert Kinney encouraged her to pursue law. She later attended law school in Mississippi and was eventually appointed as Family Court Commissioner by Kinney. She currently owns and operates Your Family Law Center. Murray has spent much of her career in public service, working as a public defender, special prosecutor, and longtime Family Court Commissioner in Forest and Oneida counties. She also served as city attorney for Crandon and town attorney for Laona, all while running her own law practice. She previously ran for Assembly District 36, 26 years ago, but says now that her children are grown, she's ready for another campaign, taking aim at current Representative Tom Tiffany's seat, who's running for governor. Murray told our sister stations, WHSM and WBZH, about her campaign, Better Together.
I'm a divorce lawyer who settles 90% of her cases because I can focus on what brings people together, and that's what this country needs right now.
She says that she'll focus on solving real-life struggles that residents face, which includes making sure schools get needed funding and finding cost-effective ways to fund healthcare, childcare, and environmental needs. She joins Democrats Chris Armstrong and Fred Clark, along with three Republican candidates, Michael Alfonso, Jesse Eben, and Paul Wasgren. The primary election will be held on August 11th, 2026.
In these cold winter months, it's important to remember some tips to keep pets safe in cold weather. Bring pets indoors. Garages and barns can make a good shelter. Just make sure the space is warm and dry. Before starting your car, knock on the hood to warn any sleeping cats to evacuate the area. Keep your pet active. Remember that daily exercise is still important for your pet, even in these freezing temperatures. Warm clothes and short walks are key. And be sure to check your pet's paws. Their paws may pick up toxic de-icing chemicals, so be sure to wipe them down when they come inside and check for cracked paw pads. You can find these tips and more on Catkins Animal Rescue's Facebook page. Tuesday, December 23rd, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., there's Youth Bingo over at the Phillips Public Library. This is for ages 7 to 18 and features fun, festive prizes. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, December 23rd, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. Last week, the Northwoods Policy Network announced its official launch. Maddie Schaefer has more.
The newly established policy and advocacy nonprofit was formed to advocate for the Northwoods. Executive Director Paul Shekelman is a doctoral candidate at Missouri State University's School of Defense and Strategic Studies. He says the group was formed after conversations with the community about the need for a collective voice for the Northwoods' interests.
We're working in anything from conservation, sporting, and natural resources to energy and into local governance, manufacturing, you know, new technology opportunities that are coming up with just the changing economy, kind of everything that'll touch a local community and its future is what we want to be able to work on.
He says the goal is to create a stronger voice in statewide decisions on growth, investment, and Wisconsin's economic future. The founding board includes Shekelman, along with Ben Dryden, founder of the Dryden Wire, who's the communications director, and Adam Jarkow, a lawyer and former state lawmaker from Balsam Lake. According to a statement, the network plans to produce unique research, develop bold and targeted policies, share stories of success and challenge, and elevate the voices of residents who believe in the potential of the Northwoods. Shekelman adds that part of the group's work will be helping residents understand how statewide policies affect the Northwoods.
A lot of it will be doing the long and complicated reading that, you know, simply people don't have time for. You know, what's actually in some of these bills, or what's in, you know, why are certain policies this way, or why things happen. And then relating it back to how would I have this conversation with my dad or my neighbor.
He adds that the Northwoods Policy Network is open to residents, business owners, students, and community leaders. More at northwoodspolicy.org. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers get beat by the Broncos.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay was up 23-14 in the third quarter, but the Denver Broncos came roaring back to win 34-26, their 11th victory in a row. The Packers making key mistakes on offense. I talked to wide receiver Jaden Reed.
I hold myself accountable because late in the game, you know, in a critical moment, I ran the wrong route. So I take the blame for that, and I do think, you know, that's the reason why we're in this position. I hold myself accountable. You know, I'm very critical of myself. You know, we just all got to be on point to give ourselves the best chance.
On defense, Micah Parsons suffering a season-ending torn ACL. NBA, the Bucks got bounced in Brooklyn, 127-82. Doc Rivers.
We gave up 30 points in turnovers. The basketball guys decided you can't make any open shots now. You don't deserve it. So that was disappointing. Probably one of the more disappointing games I've ever been involved in.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 22 this afternoon with just a light westerly breeze here today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 5 above tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.